Terms of endearment in family life. Vezzeggiativi in famiglia. Emma. Grandad, I want to buy a cookery book for Mummy. Grandad. All right, dear. I can see some Chef Richardson recipe books. Joe. Don't go far, sis. You promised to go hear Uncle Bill talk about his autobiography. Grandma. I don't know why Billy chose a pseudonym like Pete Chatter to publish his life story. Emma. Well, Grandma, Chatter was his nickname at school. Where is Aunt Amy? Joe. Aunt Amy's buying a picture book for baby Sean and an anthology of short stories for cousin Hugh. Let's concentrate on Daddy's birthday present. Maybe he would like an atlas to keep in his car. Grandad. Come along, darling. It's tea time, and that stand is offering biscuits to anyone buying a new book about food and art. Emma. An atlas is a good idea, but I think Dad would prefer a how-to book for making furniture. Did you know? 1. What Italians call the vezzeggiativo are called terms of endearment in English. Each family or couple have their own, but some terms like dear, love, honey, darling, sweetie are widely used. The names of small children can be adapted over the years. For instance, a boy called William might be called Billy when he is small, but then, when he's grown up, be called Bill or Will as a nickname. A girl named Catherine might be called Katie when she is small, and then choose between Catherine or Kate when she is grown. For instance, do you think that Harry Potter will choose to be called Harold when he grows up?